Thank you so much for joining us, Leon.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Now, can you go into a bit of detail just about some of the, I guess, sudden psychological effects that daylight savings can have on people?
Well, my area of research really concentrates on what are called circadian rhythms, biological rhythms that alternate, vary across a 24-hour period. People don't appreciate how strong an effect they have on when we feel alert, when we feel sleepy. So when we feel really sleepy at, say, 3 or 4 o'clock at night, in the morning, that is, because of our circadian rhythm effect, mainly, rather than the amount of time we've been awake. And that reverses itself the next day to some extent. So people experience the circadian rhythm effect when you fly across time zones. And you might fly to Europe or North America and experience what's called jet lag. That may last for several days up to a week or two, while your body readjusts its internal clock to your destination environment, where the sun and darkness are at different times than previous to your home. So that jet lag effect essentially is sort of induced in us when we go on to daylight savings, not by very much, by only an hour, but means that essentially in going on to daylight savings and turning the clock forward by an extra hour means we have to adjust our body clock by that amount. It's a bit like flying eastward by one time zone. Now, that's not a huge change, but it is noticeable, and there has been some research that has identified people feeling a bit more tired than normal, particularly in the week following that change on to daylight savings time, because basically they're having to wake up an hour earlier and get to work an hour earlier than their body clock would like and is used to. And so it would be as if you have to get to work at 8 o'clock in the morning and rather than 9 o'clock in the morning, and you have to therefore wake up at maybe 6 o'clock in the morning instead of 7 o'clock in the morning. And so, and it takes us a few days to adjust to that. So that's what you're experiencing when we go on to what's called daylight savings time or summertime. When we come off of that, of course, we pick up an hour and we can delay our body clock to fit in to the time clock. And that's much easier for most people. It's a bit like flying west by one time zone, and most people find that easier to adjust to. And there's a good reason for that, in that our body clock rhythm tends to delay. Our body clock takes a little bit longer than 24 hours to make a complete cycle of its internal clock. And so our tendency is to go to sleep a little bit later and wake up a bit later. And a lot of people recognize that when they're go on to holidays and fly westward instead of eastward. That adjustment is quicker.
And so I guess we'd much rather prefer to be given an hour than have one taken away from us, right?
Yes, but it's not so much losing or gaining an hour. It's the adjustment that we need to make in our body's rhythm to adjust to the new clock that we've just adjusted forward or backward.
Of course. And so you've also talked about seasonal affective disorder, aka SAD, which we've actually talked about previously on the show. Would you be able to go a bit deeper into that and how it might be affected by daylight savings?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. I don't know if that has been if researchers have tried to separate that out from daylight savings. Let me explain to the listeners that seasonal affective disorder is that winter depression, basically, which comes on in the autumn and is more prominent in some people in the wintertime, and then it dissipates and alleviates in the springtime. And that, I don't know if that has much to do with the daylight savings changes, but its explanation has been that in wintertime, we have very much less sunshine available to us. There's a longer period of darkness, and in the wintertime, it can be easier for our body clock to delay, because during the summertime we wake up and there's more sunlight in the mornings, and that's all the tendency for our body clocks to delay. It keeps it in check. But in the wintertime, with less ambient light available in the morning, our body clocks tend to delay, and it's found that morning bright light is effective at shifting our body clock time back to its normal position, and also for treating the seasonal affective disorder, this winter depression. So that's been the explanation for winter depression, and it's due to much less ambient light being available. It's particularly noticeable in the northern hemisphere in very northern latitudes. It's not so noticeable around the equator.
Right, of course. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Leon. It's great having you on the show.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure.